breakfast in Arizona, so I'm going to bake some cookies. The recorded high that day in Phoenix was 103. So he carried a lined baking dish with chocolate chip cookie dough on top. He left it on his car's dashboard at 11 o'clock, returned that evening to find them fully baked.
It's true. It can happen.
And even concluded they'd been overcooked, so he planned to cook his next dessert for a shorter period of time. On the 27th of May, when the high was 107, he baked cinnamon rolls on his dashboard.
Check out what I'm about to send you on Snapchat.
Be very careful when you do that because, Don Duncan, you don't want to get, chocolate chips in your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't carry the pot of chocolate anymore, do you?
It reminds me of that hilarious story. It's a true story from San Diego. A woman had just gone to the grocery store, went to put her groceries behind her driver's seat in the car, went somewhere else, and then came back. And after she closed the door, she heard what she was certain was a gunshot at her. And because she felt herself get hit in the back of the head, and she put her hands back there.
It was all gooey.
So, yeah.
Was it a can that exploded?
A can of biscuits.
Biscuits, yeah. Oh. But she didn't know. It hit her in the back of the head.
Oh.
And she thought her brains were coming out.
I thought it was maybe a carbonated beverage in a can that exploded.
Can you imagine relief, though, thinking you've got your fingers in your brain?
Yeah, right. Oh, there's my brains.
It's actually just uncooked biscuit dough. So I see you've given up your seat for
Chase. I got up to throw something away.
And we have a new person answering phones. A new, not a new person, a
Hello.
New a new
Chase,
mammal.
Chase, want to do random facts tomorrow? I think that's a yes.
Okay.
If you are off today, you want to make it a productive day. If you haven't had your car service for a while, get it at one of Don Duncan's three locations. Get the oil changed, tires rotated, get the rolling inspection.
Are they open on Jeff Davis' birthday?
They are, all three locations. And all day long. So get the rolling inspection where they remove anything that's embedded in your tires, plug the hole, make sure you're riding on four solid wheels. If you need new tires, wholesale pricing on all major name brands with overstocks on Goodyear and Kelly. And, of course, service that will exceed your highest expectations. Perhaps you want to drop your car off. You need a ride back to your house or office. They'll be happy to accommodate. Just order it up. That's how it works. At Don Duncan's three locations serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison. They will be open today and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Fox News in 1 minute.
2 years from now. Got any plans? I don't. But two-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get safe, simple, contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
And now a star is born. On June 1st, 1937, the world welcomed little baby Morgan Freeman.
Your baby is now crawling to freedom through a birth canal I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to. Congratulations. Now get busy living or get busy crying.
Morgan Freeman, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. It was a week ago today, George Floyd died, his neck under the knee of a police officer in Minneapolis. Protests since then have spread to more cities around the country, some turning violent. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea tells Fox News there are looters with no interest in peaceful protests.
We had a significant number of stores broken into. We are still out there, actually, as we speak, making arrests. There have been hundreds of arrests.
A man is shot dead in Louisville, Kentucky. The police chief there says officers and National Guard soldiers breaking up a crowd returned fire after being shot at. In Minneapolis, Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in connection with the death of George Floyd, has been transferred from a county jail to a maximum security prison. He was set to appear in court today, but his appearance has been rescheduled until next week.
America's listening to Fox News.
sugar. I need coffee. Can't wait until then. And I keep hitting the snooze button.
I need caffeine.
A big cup
of coffee.
At this moment, wanna keep sleeping. Would be the best if I could
just rest.
But I'm working. So I need caffeine.
I need caffeine.
A big cup
of coffee.
Monday morning. Wish I was sleeping.
Taking a nap.
Lying here
on my back.
But I'm working. So I need caffeine.
All right, coming up, another chance to win money. And guess what I'm adding to the...
Don't say. Oh, don't say what you're adding.
That's not a single dollar.
It is currency of the realm. So the jackpot keeps growing.
And Leon's getting larger.
And we'll take another call, give you another chance to guess that jackpot in our high-low game coming up.
The next contest.
8 after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Welcome to June. The nice thing about today is the dew point right now is 58. Boy, oh boy, it'll be a dear diary moment because we'll think back at 58 dew points in July when the dew point is 75. I mean, this is really nice. A little breeze out of the northeast right now at 9 miles per hour. Hot day today with a high around 90, but the humidity not crazy. Sun cloud mix, isolated random late day shower possible. Rain chances only about 20% today. They fade out tonight, low 69. Tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. High around 90. Yeah, there could be an isolated storm. Then scattered random storms in the heat of the day on Wednesday and Thursday, and a little bit more numerous on Friday. And then we're going to continue to watch the future progress of what has been designated as Invest 93L out there in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico and its potential future as we get towards the weekend. Right now this morning, again, mostly clear skies. It's a nice morning, 73 at 8:10.
Playing this for a very specific reason. We have a new sponsor to welcome this morning and an old friend. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together as we welcome to Three Men in a High-Speed Chase, Dan Black Studios.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Please clap.
Dan Black, the guy who introduced me to Montgomery Television. He was the guy who first introduced me.
Was that a complaint?
No. It was just somebody wanting to guess on the money, but we're not taking calls on that yet.
When do you want to do that? We talk about Dan?
We can. We need to very specifically put it out there when we're taking calls on that.
And how we... Yeah.
So that everybody has a chance.
We're making this contest up as we go.
Do we take one call at a time?
We only take one call every hour.
Oh, one call every hour.
Yeah.
Do we have to designate a specific caller number?
Not necessarily.
Caller 55.
No, we don't necessarily have to be...
That'll fill up our... Our Friday grand prize drawing a little bit.
No. We don't have to take a specific numbered caller. We'll just, when we put it out there.
Here's what we'll do. We will do this contest after we're talking about Dan Black. You mentioned that he got you started in TV.
Well, he's the guy who introduced me on the air.
Dan Black Studios is a great choice, and perhaps... Since there hasn't been a lot of stuff to do while we've been on lockdown and stuff, you may have been going through old boxes and come across family movie VHS tapes and other things, 8mm. You know, we had a whole box full of those at one time. And you want to preserve them because that stuff degrades over time.
I got a bunch of Betamax.
Yeah.
Betamax.
Yeah.
They can do it at Dan Black Studios. And they're offering a 50% off special this... Oh, that's May. Well, I got to see if Dan will give us one more day on that.
Perhaps. Today's May 32nd?
Yeah, let's call it May 32nd. What you want, it's not just the simple matter of the technology of transference. It's people who actually know how to work with these things in a creative manner so that it's done by real professionals with years of experience You don't want to spend your money out of state. Maybe you have a few stimulus bucks left. But this is something to do.
What and a great gift for mom and dad or grandma and grandpa to see all the family memories all preserved.
You want to give them a gift they'll really appreciate?
Yep.
Have that stuff transferred to DVD at Dan Black Studios. And they also convert 8 and 16 millimeter films, all digital files as well. Maybe you have some favorite music or albums that you'd like to have converted to CD or USB files. Dan Black Studios can do that too. They also offer slide and photo conversions to CD. Remember the old slide projectors?
Oh, God, yeah. Remember that sound?
The qualities of those are really excellent.
Excellent quality.
But they're not practical anymore.
No.
If your player breaks, what are you going to do?
Projector and all that, yeah.
But they can put those together in a nice presentation for you on CD. So if you have any needs like these for professional work, Dan Black Studios is the place to call. And let me get you their number. It's 334-279-6036. Or Google Dan Black Studios for more information. And Dan, it's a pleasure and a privilege to have you back on the show with us. Thank you so much. At 8:13, now we'll issue the call to action.
Oh, boy. We're going to blow out the phone lines.
If you would like to be the next person. What was our last guess?
11:31 was too low.
Too low. And we've added... since we took that call.
Buku amount.
Yeah.
It's not specifically any kind of certain number that calls in, so just call us 272-9228.
First caller.
And think a
the first caller.
Think a stupid amount.
You want to take an arbitrary number caller?
I was just saying it does, you know.
Caller number 3?
No,
we just pick out of the bank.
Caller number, whoever.
We have 5 lines. If they fill up, then take one of those lines.
I see where you're stepping.
Okay. 272-9228. We're serious about this.
No, we're not.
Yes. Well,
we're serious about the money.
Yeah. It's a sack of loot.
We're making the contest up as we go.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't use the word loot.
News talkers
on the air these days.
We're going to have looting. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have the Brinks people up here to guard that drawer.
Got to do some. Well, we've got applied security protecting the building.
Well, that's
so
true.
We don't have to worry about the drawer.
That's a good point.
Maybe from coworkers, but not from any outside intruders. Don wants to try this.
Don wants to try it.
So,
all right, Don. Let's
go. I've been trying to listen and pick up on the rules, but
let us know when you find out. Because
there's a lot of numbers out there, and I don't know if y'all do pennies or not, but I'm just going to give her a try. Okay. 1375.
1375 is too low. Too low.
You have to wait till I play the drum.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's too low.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Too low. That means that's a big-ass sack of money.
Please don't say ass, but yes, it is.
I'm sorry. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
There you go. There was our call for the 8 o'clock hour.
And because we're launching this, maybe we give one more caller a chance at the end of the hour.
You just want to keep playing until we get a winner.
No.
How many did he say?
It was 13-something. I don't remember the change.
Yeah, he was too low.
And every time we don't get a winner and do the contest, we'll add another something to it.
Oh, God.
Every time we take a caller and don't get a winner? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How many times are we going to take...
Chase, you may not be eating this week.
I'm going to... Okay.
It's another rule I just made up. I'm trying to be spontaneous, you see.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock, local news time.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a wreck Sunday night involving a pedestrian. The wreck happened just before 9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue and Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, welcome to Looters. What can I get you today?
I thought this was Hooters.
No, it's Looters.
Oh, well, I'll have a beer.
Sorry, can't get you a beer. Someone just stole the keg.
Hey, come back with that!
Well, then, I'll have an order of wings.
Normally I would, but someone just ripped off the deep fryer.
Okay, how about one of those sexy bikini calendars?
They're a little soggy.
Looters! Now open anytime you want.
Hey, everybody. All right, we're going to move on to a different stupid game.
All right.
It's the game. Well, I don't want to say the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. We don't want to encourage anybody.
Truth or baloney?
And the topic is June. So if you think you know the history of this month, why it bears that name, things like that.
Was that the Beeves mom's name?
June Cleaver.
Yeah.
That's correct. Is she in this? No. But somebody is with that name. 272-9228. And we have a rock-solid prize for this, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So who wants to be first to play this with us?
All right.
272-9228. The game is called
Truth or Baloney.
I mean, you were statement.
I know you got your mind on the holiday and stuff, but give us a call.
Not on my personal phone.
No. Do you get that? Do you get that sometimes, though? I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I've had
quiz answers on my phone, too.
Yeah. Texts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's all about things you didn't know about this month. 272-9228.
Futures are down now.
What?
Yeah, I have seen that. I just
80-something.
76.
Maybe the market had time to digest all the joyous news over the weekend. 272-9228. I didn't hear anything about the coronavirus, so we can't blame that. Will I have to resort to the torture music?
Why don't you go to Idol right there? No, here. There's a knock on the phone right now.
Ah, good.
Stand
we
by.
Only need one, but up to two or three Stand can by. Play.
News talkers.
We just need one
what
to
is,
start.
What's the subject matter is June, okay.
The month of June, yes.
Month of June.
We'll all learn something.
Yeah,
us.
I'm sure we will.
And Joel is going to be our contestant, and we welcome Joel. Good
hey,
morning.
Joel. What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Have you ever played this game before?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Okay.
Well, good, then. I'm glad you're a frequent flyer. I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true the baloney, get two out of three correct, or get them all wrong, and win. Statement one.
Okay.
June is named after Julius Caesar's youngest son, Junius Caesar. June is named
False.
After Julius... What?
False.
Winning. Yeah, there was no Junius. It was the name used in ancient Rome, and some experts even think June was named after Lucius Junius Brutus, who lived 500 years before Caesar. Most experts agree it was named after Juno, the Roman goddess of marriage.
Huh.
You're halfway to glory, pal.
Hey, stand by.
Okay.
Statement two. June used to be the fourth month of the year, not the sixth. Again, June used to be the fourth month of the year, not the sixth. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning. You
really?
Did it. The months of January and February eventually added to the Roman calendar. Before that, June was the fourth month of the year, and New Year's Day was March 1st.
Jeez.
So you are a winner. Should we do the rest of these just for funsies?
You want to?
Let's see. Sure. Let's see how smart Jay and Rich are on this, okay?
Right.
The two zodiac signs that fall in the month of June are Taurus and Leo.
I don't know anything about
I think that's false.
About you're the right. Zodiac.
Leo's false. Like in August, I think.
Okay, yeah. Joel, you have to give up $1 of your winnings to Jay
for September.
Hey, I say it's false. All
right. It is false.
Okay, what's the last one?
All right, number four, June bugs are beetles. June bugs are beetles.
I think they're Rolling Stones.
I would say that would be true.
It is. It's just another name for them. It's not one type of bug. It's a term used for about 100 types of species of beetles that show up in various places late spring, early summer. And my grandfather, my mother told me this story. One of those things crawled into his sinuses, and they had to surgically remove it.
Oh, God.
Both my grandfathers had traumas. He had to have the June bug removed. And my other grandfather, they had to pick him up by the ankles and bang his head on the floor because he was choking. They hadn't heard about the Heimlich maneuver then.
Hmm.
It worked. And finally, there are more summer days in September than in June. Truth or baloney?
Wait a minute. Let me think about that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer starts June 20th, then September 22nd, so September has 21 summer days. June only has 11, even though it feels like it has more. So, wasn't that worth...
So I'm 100% right today.
You were, and congratulations. You don't get anything extra for that, just the good, warm feeling.
Yeah, that sack of money is still safe in the drawer over here.
That's right, but we're going to give somebody else, one more person, a chance at the cash.
Okay.
Later this hour. We're also going to separate that from all the other contests, too. The money.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So was it worth your time?
No.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking our caller. Hang on. Jay is going to take News good care of you right now, 824. Notice I sent myself an email today.
Yeah.
To, where does it scroll down here? Adams. Oh, those are the medications I need to get today. So I'll be heading over there after the show. I love Adams Drugs. I use the location on Vaughan Road. East of Taylor. We lived closer to it when I first started going there.
Address.
But I continue to go back, even though, and I've used the other location too. I just know everybody in there, and it's nice to stop in and visit friends, see how everybody's doing. It's also nice to go to a place that has that personal, old-fashioned feeling that a local business can provide that these box stores can't. You know, looking at... everybody wearing masks, and man, I felt so weird. I almost got sick. I had to wear a mask yesterday to pick something up at Costco for Roz, and I thought I was going to die.
It's uncomfortable. It's hot.
I hate it. I just absolutely hate it. At Adams Drugs, if you pull up in front of the store, they can bring it out to you. You can have a completely contactless experience, or they will deliver. How about that? Try and get that kind of service from the big box stores. So you don't have to worry about lines and social distancing and all of that with Adams. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Stop with the mail order pharmacies. You're entitled to a better level, a more caring level of health care than that. And you will get it starting with a visit to adamsdrugs.net.
Well, we're into the 8 o'clock hour, and we're still looking pretty good all over the city. We've got a little bit of congestion on the East Boulevard at I-85. Also, Norman Bridge Road is fairly busy into downtown Montgomery. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway intersection, very congested this morning, and congested on Taylor Road up to I-85. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We got no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, keep it here. We will keep you updated. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Number 5. Build a bunker in your backyard and stock it with necessities like a feathered boa. You know, for dress-up time. Number 4. Get a bag of seeds. Not corn, weed. Morgan Freeman loves spliffs. Number 3. Get a shotgun. For zombies. And remember, aim for the head. Well, unless it's a dog. I mean, come on, a zombie dog? That's adorable. Number 2, focus on the positives. For instance, no more humanity equals no more Nickelback. And number 1, will you please learn how to pronounce
post-apocalyptic. How about that, Jay?
No more Nickelback.
Hey, there's a new term in the world, Zoom fatigue. I couldn't do that. Look at these video meetings. What do people do in these Zoom meetings all the time?
They have meetings because they can't be together and have meetings.
What are they doing when they're not doing a Zoom meeting?
What do you mean?
Then they're working from home and doing other things. I mean, right. You know how we have sales? They used to have sales meetings downstairs. Well, imagine all of them having a meeting, but from home through their camera and stuff. That way, I mean, it's the same meeting. They're just doing it from their computer.
It says to avoid Zoom fatigue, try to take work video meetings only when email or messaging won't suffice. Remember, it's okay to pick up the phone and give your friends and family members and business associates.
Ask them first.
Yeah.
I always ask somebody, can I call you?
We have a very important birthday we're celebrating today, a guy who contributes a lot to the show. He's one of those people that has answers for us if we run into an item where we need some information. He's amazing, and his name is Mark Cumby.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate you.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday,
Mark Cumby.
How cool to have a birthday on the 1st of June, said the November birthday guy.
Well, I mean, I guess you get to it a little earlier in the year. What is this now? Santa Monica, California? Oh, I see. Stealing those things will help ease your outrage over police brutality. I got it now. I kind of figured that out by Saturday over the weekend. Oaken Smotis.
Hey, happy Jefferson Davis and Mark's birthday to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking a little bit ago about...
Go ahead.
You were talking a little bit ago about June bugs. It reminded me of when I was a kid. My dad used to tie June bugs with a piece of thread on their back legs, and we would fly those things around.
Like model airplanes,
Yeah, they would
come
circle
like that.
Just,
you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I should believe this. He's taking advantage of my Yankee.
No, my dad told me about that as well. Like, they would catch one, tie a string on it, and you just hold the string up, and he's just zzz, round and round and round.
And they would just fly, exactly.
What kind of string do you use on tiny little legs?
Use a thread. It's lightweight, I didn't know if y'all had ever heard of that or if any of y'all had ever done that.
I had heard of it. I never saw it. This is what my father told me. And my father told me a lot of stupid things. Mm. Not because he was dumb.
That's part of being a dad.
Right. Not because he was dumb, but because, you know, he was just telling me things that aren't actually true.
I mean, my dad was telling me about heat lightning. Of course, there's no such thing.
There isn't?
Oh, yeah. We used to fly those things all the time. When I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old, we'd fly those things around the yard. That'd be 4 or 5 of us out there flying June bugs.
Well, see, you were doing aeronautics. They are, you know, it's not just a silly waste of time. Way to go, man. We appreciate your time, Okosmotus.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
We're working on it. All right, before we get to the forecast with Rich at 8:33, how about a word? How about whipping everybody into a frenzy? Maybe today going to Seafood Bistro.
Maybe a bunch of words.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a bunch of words. Now, Friday after the show.
Guess what?
This guy over here.
Yes, I did.
Took his.
I got the big boil basket.
Him and Sakalut went to.
Sakalut. I went to the Seafood Bistro and got the big boil basket. Boil bag.
For which one? Shrimp?
Shrimp. And then you said something about you can add an egg, so I added 2 eggs to it.
So you got the 1 pound bag of shrimp.
Low country boil.
With two eggs.
Right. Yeah.
What seasoning did you get on there?
I got the standard, so I think I got the Cajun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good. Really, really good.
Come with a bib, right?
Oh, it did come with a bib. It did come with a bib. And I went and called, and they said it'll be 15 minutes. So I got my car. As soon as I got there, I went into one of their numbered spots, and I started to call them, and they saw me, and they came and delivered it to my car.
Wonderful.
It was ready.
That's what you can do at the Seafood Bistro. They are just located down the road here at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They are doing, like Rich did, curbside delivery. So you go there, you park in one of the designated spots, and apparently, if they know you well enough, they say, oh, okay, he's in that spot. They'll bring your food right out to you. But you can call them and let them know what spot you're in. You can also just dine in. Their doors are open. You can go inside, sit down, and enjoy the meal inside the restaurant. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every single day. Call them at 279-7500 for a fantastic lunch or dinner today or this week. Whatever you might have planned, you can get it delivered to your home or office by using one of the delivery apps on your phone. Go right now to theseafoodbistro.com. That's where you can see the entire menu. You can put your order in online there as well, and it'll be ready when you get there. The Seafood Bistro, like and follow them on Facebook.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Our breaking news, Costco is bringing back free samples this month.
Oh, gosh.
The grazing stations are coming back.
Wait, what?
Our long national nightmare is over.
Hang on.
Yeah. You remember?
All the people that eat for free on especially Saturday and
Okay,
Sunday.
So wait, I don't understand this.
What, in other words?
You go to Costco?
No, Costco says you need to wear a mask if you're going to be in there, but we're going to give you a free sample, so you take your mask off to eat it?
Apparently.
Okay.
Slip it in.
You bring it in.
That's contradicting.
You bring up
all we know is that when they come back, it's not going to be where you just go and pick up an open sample with your.
So they got an explanation on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should find a way to shame people who do nothing but.
So how's it going to work then?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't say? Okay.
If the CFO of Costco won't say, I can't. But I'm just saying, free samples. We'll be coming back this month.
See, it'll be weird if they say, well, they're free samples, they're in a container, but you can't open it until you leave the store. And then it's like, well, then what's the point? I got to go back in to get the product I just sampled?
I don't think we're ever going to see things quite the way they used to be. For instance, I don't think we'll ever see Costco openly, you know, where you can get your snacks or whatever, your samples.
I'll tell you what, the mask crap has to end. I mean, so you wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But everybody's walking around picking up clothes and
I know
picking up boxes and putting them back and examining things.
Yep.
There is a fantastic documentary on the Smithsonian Channel on polio. And that was a horrible scourge right into the 50s. And a brilliant man named Dr. Jonas Salk came up with a vaccine for it. So, and people volunteered to take this because polio was, if you got it, the damage was permanent.
Right.
And
mobility.
But what they said ultimately made it work was the herd immunity. We hear that term now with this coronavirus, but I think there were other agendas in place with this whole thing.
Was polio the one you took in a sugar cube?
Yeah, at first, right. This is Chris B. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Morning, y'all, Greg, Jay, and Rich.
Hi.
When you were just talking about the new food sample tasting at Costco.
Right.
It reminded me of one of the posts that Greg posted not recently, maybe a month or so ago, with Bill and Monica.
Oh.
You remember that one, Greg, with her face mask?
Yeah, that's
what popped into my mind this morning when y'all were talking about that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Got a lot of hits on that, although there were a couple of people. I finally unfriended a couple of people, thank you, and blocked them. Hey, what's wrong with you? You know, it's the old, I'm humor impaired.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yep. I expect you to love everything I do, but gee whiz, shaming me on my own page. Goodbye. It is 8:38.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
On this first day of June, it's going to be a hot day, but the humidity is not out of control. Today's high around 90. Excuse me for this tickle in my throat. Sun and cloud mix today. An isolated storm, sure, not out of the question. Overnight low 69. Near 90 tomorrow, could be an isolated storm. And the rain sheds get better later in the week. Right now, 73 degrees. I'm done.
Okay. It's just a tickle.
If it gets bad enough, maybe we can get it to go viral.
Well.
Off the podcast.
No.
Just kidding. Guess what's next, kids? Our Morning Maroon nominees. A look at the roads at 8:39.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are busy on the East South Boulevard right now from Norman Bridge Road all the way up past Baptist to Troy Highway. Good bit of inbound traffic on the Troy Highway this morning. Norman Bridge is busy into downtown as well as Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive on to Madison into downtown. Taylor Road busy at this time, I-65 and 85. Light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Trenum State is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy tech and medical billing and coding. For more information, call 799-6556. That's 799-6556. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. Montgomery police are investigating a wreck Sunday night involving a pedestrian. The wreck happened just before 9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue and Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Go Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 1st, Flip a Coin Day. It's the day to make all decisions by flipping a coin. So, should I celebrate Flip a Coin Day? Heads I do, tails I don't. Tails, oh well, have a happy June 1st.
At 8:43, it's the voice. Shadow Stevens thinks he's got a good voice. Yeah, nothing compared to Larry Stevens, who was on our phone.
Shadow Stevens. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a good reason. He's not working much these days, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what's happening, man? I haven't talked to you in ages.
Well, I've been so busy over the past week or two and had not had a chance to call in. I just want to call and say hi. And let everybody know I'm still alive and well over there. I mean, you know, I hadn't just disappeared. But, you know, trying to get back to work after everything was shut down and playing catch-up has kept me pretty busy.
Yeah, I was wondering about you this morning. Are you in good health and everything?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, I've lost, I think, 13 or 14 pounds.
Wow,
great.
In the past month, I'm working on that. I feel terrific. Probably the best I've felt in many years, but I've been all enthralled with everything that's going on here around our nation.
Yeah,
I mean it's freaking me. You know, the one thing that the one argument I'm hearing is that, you know, they're likening themselves into the colonists who had to pick up arms and fight the British. God. And have you seen that?
We are just dumping tea to that effect.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, but the fact was, I don't think the colonists ran around burning their towns and their businesses and, you know, beating up the local constables.
Right.
You know, certainly they were trying to separate themselves from the British. But it's an apples and oranges thing here, I think, you know.
What's making it worse is that the leaders in these towns, I don't know if you heard this, because two of our Morning Maroon nominees, I may as well bring these up now since we're talking to Larry. One, you may have seen, there's a whole thing online. The daughter of the governor of Minnesota, who was feckless to begin with in addressing their situation, was signaling National Guard information to the people that were burning the city down. The daughter of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic information.
Yeah, the Governor Waltz, his daughter. And guess who got arrested in New York yesterday?
Well, I think De Blasio's
Bozo's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, saw that too. You know, and if they had the first night, but look, I believe in peaceful protest. I think if you want to protest, and certainly what happened to this gentleman at the hands of the police officer, I think any of us who've seen that, it bothered us. It made us sick. I mean, it should never have happened.
Exactly. But there's no. It's not like they have to convince anybody that it was wrong.
Well, and the other thing is, I know they keep saying we're crying out for justice, but you know, I was thinking back. You remember when the young kid, you know, from Kentucky, the video was released and everybody just condemned them and they were all over them. And then new video came out and it told a whole different story.
Yes.
We did see one piece of video, and yes, it was horrible. But I think, you know, what they were trying to do was to gather the information, you know, before they you know, went out there and maybe did something wrong. And when you look back at it, it did not take that long for them to do. Of course, the police, the officers were fired the first day, if I remember correctly. You know, they were like fired pretty quickly.
Right, but it took 4 days before they charged any of them. What I would have done, the smart play would have been keep them off the street and have them held under suspicion of murder.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think something that was another error on somebody's part. But they had to get all the information together, and then of course, you know, make the charges. But you know, the fact is, the one guy's not getting away with it. The other three need not to get away with it. But this went from people having peaceful protest. I mean, what they're doing now is immoral. It's wrong. That they're hurting the very neighborhoods of the people they claim they're fighting for.
This isn't about the people they claim they're fighting for. They are putting the pro in protester. Rich saw something, and I saw the headline, but I didn't get to see the story, about the advanced placement of piles of bricks in places.
Yeah,
they
dropped off pallets of bricks in Dallas and a couple of other cities. Pallets of bricks were just strategically left out so that these protesters, not protesters, these looters, or whatever you want to call them.
Looters.
Criminals. In my opinion.
Yeah. Would start throwing them at cops, you know, at businesses. Yeah.
And the thing is, this is not how you win people to your side. They are driving, they're going to be driving a lot of people into a much more concern, because nobody wants to put up with this crap, and we shouldn't have to.
No, and I agree. It's going to hurt the cause. It's staining the memory of the man who lost his life. You know, it's getting lost in all of this. I think I was listening this morning. I think I flipped on Fox or something, and they were talking about finding water bottles filled with gasoline stashed around in different places in D.C. and other areas. You know, again, showing these people a premeditated kind of thing where they were going to get out there and do this and destroy.
You see the video from Baltimore. There was a large woman who she was African-American, and she was punching a white police officer in the face. He was trying to deflect her. He was not fighting back. An African-American officer watching this from behind then knocked that woman to the ground, knocked her out with one punch. And now both of them have been either fired or suspended or something. And I'm sorry, you look at the video, what are they supposed to do? What are the police supposed to do when they're attacked physically?
And I'm seeing a lot of restraint, because when I see the video on the news and people are standing in their faces and screaming and saying all sorts of nasty things,
right,
and they just stand there and take. These are human beings, and unfortunately, what they're going to do, and maybe what they want to do, is to push these people to a breaking point where some officer is going to strike back.
Well, that's true too.
And then create more controversy.
Let's not forget they've been going through this coronavirus pandemic situation as well. They've been on the front lines too.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and speaking of the virus, all of a sudden
it's not on the news.
Yeah, I made mention of that.
The governors who were so intent on making us all stay home and be locked down, and you can't go anywhere, you can't go to the beach, you can't get in the water, you can't get in the boat, all of that stuff. Now what? That seems to have been gone. They're not worried about that anymore.
Right. It seems that way.
Hey, Larry, we're out of time.
I know. I'll let you. I just want to say hi.
I'm going to be here this afternoon, and you are welcome to call back, because there'll probably be even more to talk about.
Well, and but maybe if I can carve out some time this week, I'll get with you and just try to drop by. I haven't done that in a while.
Tuesday.
And I might try to do it tomorrow. Let me see what my day shapes up to be. I've got like I said, I've got several irons in the fire right now with clients and things I have to get done this week.
Great to hear your voice, man. You put the stock market back in positive territory during your
just
call.
In one phone call.
One phone call, it'll do it.
All right, guys. Later.
Thank you.
Hey, Larry, if you talk to Stella at Kaiser, tell her I need to speak with her, okay? Oh, well. I'm not that important. On the grand scheme of things, I'm really not. Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Sure you are at breakfast time.
Well, I do. I did post the sandwich. I'm trying to keep myself calm on Facebook today. And generally, you know, food posts get more reaction.
They get an amazing reaction.
How's that nude on the moon reaction getting?
Pathetic.
Well, it's just for fun.
Five people have cared enough to look, but it is a holiday.
I tell you what, you bring me nude on Mars and I'm there.
It's Jefferson Davis's birthday. People are at the mass. They're doing their thing.
Kaiser Fine Furniture is open today. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, look at the way everything was handled. Should never have been forced to close their doors for any amount of time. But Stella and that team made it work through the website and through FaceTime on the phones. 65,000 square feet. That's a huge warehouse. You could probably hold a sports event inside there.
Right.
It's so big. And so social distancing is no issue. And selection is, you're just not going to find anything comparable. Whatever style is your preference, there at Kaiser, there's no such thing. The style is you. What do you like? What are you interested in? What's your budget? You know, they can set you up with a Synchrony account at 0% for qualified buyers. And you can go big and never feel the guilt that comes with paying interest on anything. And selection is second to none. So Stella and that great team are awaiting you. Kaiser Fine Furniture, by the way, just beyond the grasp of the Montgomery 10% sales tax, 8.25% is what you pay. After you get something and everything in the house is marked up to half off, they got some catching up to do at Kaiser Fine Furniture, or go to shopkaiser.com.
Bogutson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but will soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bogutson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Rise and shine.
I'm not really feeling up to this today.
Nope, not really feeling up to it.
Really?
Not today.
Why not?
Everything's so doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom?
The whole world is going crazy.
Sounds like you need a
pep talk.
I don't need a pep talk.
Well,
you're getting one.
We're going to wake up.
Get it together.
One foot in front of the other.
Put a smile on your face.
And we're going to make a difference.
Okay, guys, it's showtime.
Among the things that are happening in June, 2020 graduates, their virtual graduation ceremony, Dear Class of 2020, happens this Saturday. President Obama, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and other assholes will be taking, celebrities will be taking part in this event. Yo, go out and change the world, right? PGA Golf comes back this month, starting with the Charles Schwab.
You have to social distance from the ball?
I social distance from Charles Schwab. I am a Brett McDonald guy, you see.
Oh, yeah.
The ESPY Awards. Oh, boy, there's a big favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run chase in 1998.
Cheaters.
Yeah. Is a new 30 for 30 documentary coming up later in the month.
Ooh, that might be good.
Yeah. I want to know by the end of this week that baseball's going to be played.
Oh, no, it should have been by the end of last week. I'm through. I'm sorry.
I'm really angry, but I'm not through.
Okay.
But seriously, enough is enough. Quit playing patty cake, sissies.
Sissies. Stupid sissies.
Stupid sissies. Before I go, I would like to... Until I hear otherwise, you still have amazing buying opportunities as we pull out of this, you know, pandemic lockdown and the effects it's had on business. It's actually working out well for consumers because you can still get 0% interest over 6 years, 72-month loan on select Nissans for qualified customers at Jack Ingram. In fact, the entire family of Jack Ingram stores, Volkswagen, 4 months delayed payments, 72 months, 0% interest. They are so motivated to move product. So smart people overcome reluctance. That's the thing that's stopping folks right now. What if this? Don't let that drive your bus. That's
Jimmy Stewart going on there for a minute.
That's right, kids.
Don't let it drive your bus.
My mouth's bleeding.